Some of you women ain't shit either. Goddamn soap opera freaks. Sit up on your ass all day long and watch one soap opera after another one. Love of Life, Search for Tomorrow, As the World Turns, All My Goddamn Children, General Hospital, The Doctors, One Life to Live, Another World, Days of Our Lives. I mean, y'all just go on and on with this shit. Young and the Restless, I swear. And y'all should stop this shit. Because it's mostly you black bitches doing this shit. See, them white girls be working. Y'all ass watching this shit, especially that Young and the Restless. I decided to tune this shit in. I said, now I'ma watch this for artistic purposes. I said, I'm going to Hollywood. Shit, I want to see if the writers out to lunch. They were. So were the niggas. Ain't got no niggas on this soap opera doing nothing. Now you have the normal setting there. A white family, rich, and a white family, poor. You got the poor white lady, Mom Foster, cleaning the rich white folks' house, the Brookses. I said, now I know goddamn well they could have found a nigga to clean house at least. Then I found out why Miss Brooks died. And Mr. Brooks got to look at that Mom Foster. Nice pony. But you see, she one of them old-fashioned women. Oh no, I cannot give you any until we're married. Got four kids, but never had but one piece in her life. Now you got Jill, the daughter, standing back and saying, now wait a minute, young. Mom is taking this morality shit a little far. I am tired of being poor. I want some of this money. Now here's where the writers went out to lunch. Next scene you see is Jill. Now mind you, Jill lived way over here on this side of town in the poor white folks' neighborhood. Gotta come all the way across town through the ghetto, past them horny niggas, up on the hill to the rich white folks' house. And there she stands, 12 o'clock at night, at the door, ringing the doorbell with nothing on but a negligee. Now, I knew goddamn well Jill did not make it through the ghetto in that negligee. Somebody's lying to me. But Mr. Brooks go for the shit. You know, he looked at it. It looked nice. He took her on upstairs, knocked off a piece. Here comes the shit, the normal soap opera shit. 30 days later, I'm pregnant. I mean, nobody ever gets in it on soap operas unless it's to get pregnant. Erica is the only one I know that can screw on the soap opera, take no birth control pills or anything, and never get pregnant. But now Gia lied. She lied about all this. But here's the shit. When I really find out wasn't no niggas even on the writing staff. Cause he married her. Nuh-uh. Not for two or three pieces. Nigga would look at it and say, you what? what you want me to do about it? You better go get an abortion. I'll take you down there if I can get some gas. I ain't gonna pay for shit, but I'll take you down there. Here was my other cue that it had no black folks on the staff. Cause Jill is still alive. Done took her mama's boyfriend and is still alive. See, I know black women don't go for that shit at all. I can see them not talking about, you what? You little nappy, I brought your ass into this world. God damn it, I'm taking you out. Take me serious, I was just kidding about that. See, I know y'all will do anything I